Young man, in reference to that final act of villainy, death. The affair of night running began as an escape from the angry arms of a disgruntled July, in which the fields dried to brown chalk and death hung in the trees, waiting. But the night was another type of life. Then the wind spoke to the ache in the shoulders, eased away the salt clinging to the skin, effervesced from the slick of sweat. The running was all too easy at first, so much like imitating emotion or pronouncing a name. I could live in the warm, soft hollow of night, subsist by gnawing the wet of his edges, and running further and further away from the dusty, gray box called home, where memory crawled across his floors like a child with broken legs. My feet pounded the night, and there was time to think, moments to dream, opportunities to choose the dynamics of a world. The next poem, I would say, will be about Captain America and social cultural identity. Then the miles came and went, and the night was still there, and I wore my sweat like an unbreakable shield, even when my ankle rolled and the pain became a cancer spreading from tendon to bone to lung, heart and brain, and there was no choice but to stop, clutch at the wounding, and listen to the sound of my labored lungs. My father lived there, in the soft burning pockets of my lungs, wheezing, trembling, passing his last breath into me, a small awkward heirloom for carrying. Hobbling home, I saw the corpse of a young dog, rolling in the perfume of death. It lay roadside, tongue swollen and lolling from his mouth. His eyes asked, "Don't you know me?"